أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So if we go back to Quran City, we've been looking at Musabbihat Crescent. These are the seven chapters or the seven surahs or surah, which is the right way to say it, which begin with the declaration of the perfection of divinity. You could call it glorifying divinity. And we've looked at Surah Al-Isra, which is Surah number 17. We've looked at Surah Al-Hadid, which is Surah number 57. And today we will look at Surah Al-Hashr. And Surah Al-Hashr is Surah number 59. Hashr, in essence, means banishment. And that is because of a tribe who lived in Medina, known as the Banu Nudhair, who broke their treaties with the Muslims. So they had signed a treaty. They had a very sharp tongue, but they broke this treaty. And not only did they break this treaty, they mocked the Muslims too. And then they took refuge in a fort outside Medina, thinking that we're going to stay here and we won't come out. And those who come to us, like if the Muslims come to us, they will get tired and they will leave. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah says how he caused them to have terror in their hearts, and they surrendered themselves. So when they surrendered, the Prophet expelled them from Medina and gave them time to take their things. But instead, they destroyed their own forts themselves. See, their treasury was exposed. And Allah says, He did this. He says, ذَلْكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. This is because they acted in opposition to Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ يَشَاقِ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whoever acts in opposition to divinity, then there is a retribution. So now let's look at the focus of the surah. The focus is first a warning to those who oppose Allah and His Messenger and the historical example of the conflict between the Muslim community and the Banu Nudhair. Success in life is combating the ingrained greed within us. And finally, my most favorite part of the surah, the awesomeness of the Quran in softening hearts. So we've divided the surah into six parts. The first part is just the first ayah, which is why it is called a musabbihat, because he says, Sabbah lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, wa huwa al-azizul hakim. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth declares the perfection of divinity, and he is the mighty and wise. Now the second section, which is ayah 2 to 6, it is the historical example of the treachery of the Banu Nudhair. And how Allah casts terror into their hearts. He says, قَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ. He caused terror into their hearts. This is in ayah 2. So the second section, in essence, I will repeat again, it is divine assistance against those who showed animosity to the Prophet. The third section, which is ayah 7 to 10, is about the ingrained greed and anti-immigrant attitude. And also, I would add, inhumanity, which causes injustice in the world. So in essence, it is a lack of justice that causes class warfare. Remember, historically, Medina was where you had the people who were living there were known as Ansars, the helpers, and the Muhajiruns, those who had migrated from Mecca, had come in. So the dynamics of the city had changed. There were some who were incredibly generous. But then there were some who also resented this. And the surah highlights this. Then we look at ayah 11 to 17, which refers to the hypocrites who associated with the Banu Nudhair to plot against the Prophet in direct conflict with divinity. The fifth section reminds the human beings of the Akhirah. So we have historical examples of what can happen when greed takes over. But then there's a powerful reminder which says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be conscious. Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat ligadan. Let every human being, every soul consider what it has sent on for the next day. In other words, be mindful of your long-term investments because Allah is well aware of what you do. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And then the incredible section of the surah, ayah 21 to 24. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرعيته خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله. Had we sent this Quran down on a mountain, you would have seen it soften and implode out of the awesomeness of Allah. تلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. And this is a parable for human beings so that they may reflect. If the Quran has the ability to soften mountains, therefore its effect on a human heart is to prepare it for divine growth. The Prophet said, Remember Allah by the names here, and you will not forget yourself. And the names are Allahu Alladhi, La ilaha illa Hu, He is Allah besides whom there is no God, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, the knower of the unseen and the seen, Hu Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He is the unimaginably merciful and the constant one in mercy. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu al-maliku, the king, al-quddus, the source of all purity, as-salam, the source of peace, al-mu'min, one who gives iman, al-muhaymin, one who protects, al-aziz, one who is the ultimate authority, al-jabbar, one who corrects or forces you to correct, and Al-Mutaqabbir, the owner of greatness. Subhanallah, amma yushrikun. We declare his perfection from what they set up with him. Wallahu khaliku, he is the one who is the creator. Bari'u, he is the initiator. And then Musawwiru, he is the one who molds you, who makes you so unique. Lahu al-asma'ul husna, and for him are the most beautiful attributes or names. Yusabbihu lahu ma fis samawati wal ard, everything in the heavens and the earth declare his perfection. Wa huwa al-azizul hakim, and again, he is the aziz, he is the ultimate authority, and is the owner of all wisdom. 14 names. Learn these 4 ayat. Recite them in the morning after Fajr and see the way life changes. They have been recommended by every scholar. Suratul Hashr, ayah 21 to 24. It is just phenomenal. You know, Prophet Dawood, there is a saying which says the mountains and the birds sang along with him when he used to recite the Zabur. But the Quran is so powerful that even the mountains cannot handle it. So in a nutshell, that which hardens the heart is ingrained greed in humanity, and that which softens the heart is the Quran. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to allow the Quran to soften us and be able to receive divine guidance so we can reach our full potential. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.